Well, as David mentioned earlier, this is a special day for us. We are putting everything on hold this morning in order to just celebrate this special day. If you've been here at LifePoint, you have heard us talk about a number of mission endeavors that we support and sponsor. One of those that we talk about a lot and pray for a lot and support is one of our brothers in Christ, a man named Praveen, who is over in India and doing wonderful work there in so many ways. And just to help refresh your memory of some of the things that Praveen is involved in, I want to begin this morning by playing a short video just to give you a micro snapshot of some of the things that God is enabling him to do there. So roll that video if you would.
Pastor Praveen, I want to tell everyone how you saved my family. When I was pregnant with my last child, my husband died, and the burden of earning our family's living fell on my shoulders. Even with all my work, I could only feed them once a day, and I had to watch my family starve. My neighbor saw what a horrible place we were in and told me that I should put one of my sons in a rock quarry mine. It was the last thing I wanted to do. I talked with the quarry agent, and he convinced me that this was the best way to care for my family. I cried over my decision for days.
My son and I come from a very poor family. When doctors diagnosed that I have a small hole in my heart, I began having trouble feeding my son. I went to a moneylender to ask for a loan. The moneylender suggested that I give him my child as collateral. I worked as hard as I could to save up money for the lender. I hadn't come close to paying back the loan. The lender sold my son to the rock quarry and declared me debt-free. My heart was broken. I prayed every day that God would give my son the strength he needed to survive.
He was forced to live in the rock quarry for 4 years. He had to sleep on a jagged rock floor. They would sexually abuse my son at night, and there was nothing he could do but lay on the ground like a corpse.
He had to work 14-hour days in the rock quarry with no rest. He only got water twice a day. My son was repeatedly sexually abused by the workers in the mine at night and beaten when he lost his strength during the day. Praveen, he said that you and your pastors came to the mine one evening and you rescued all of the children. You took them home, arranged food, water, and clothing for them.
Pastor Praveen, when my son told me how you rescued him, I saw a sparkle in his eye again. You brought my son to a home and gave him all the care he needed. Your pastors counseled him and helped him heal from the trauma. When you brought him back to our village, I was so overwhelmed that I fainted on the floor. When I asked you to put my son under your care, I was worried that you would say no and that I wouldn't be able to care for him. But you gladly accepted him. Thank you for listening to God and rescuing my son from such a horrible place.
I still remember our reunion. I cried uncontrollably, embracing my son. Praveen, when you assured me that you would care for my son until he was old enough to be on his own, I knew that I could finally be in peace. Now that my son is safe and under your protection, I have nothing to worry about. Praveen, thank you for rescuing my son from my horrible mistakes, and thank you for giving him a good life.
Well, as I said, you have heard us for many years talk about Water of Life that we've supported installing wells in India. You have heard us talk about Praveen and the work that God is enabling him to do with setting these children free, and not just setting them free, but bringing them in and teaching them the Bible and raising them up, giving them an education, giving them a life. We have prayed for Praveen from this very auditorium. We have supported Praveen financially over the years. It's one of the ministries we are committed to. Your financial giving, your faithful giving over the years has gone month after month after month to help this man 8,000 miles away continue this incredible work that is taking place. But it has seemed, even though we have been so connected heart-wise to this ministry, it has seemed so distant in a sense, because it is a long way away. And I never thought the day would come when I could say to you, Praveen is here with us today, and I'm so excited to introduce him to you today and let you hear from him right here in our service. So I want to invite Ed Santana, our missions director, up, and I want to ask you to give a warm welcome to Praveen from India.
Well, I am I'm extremely honored and just so grateful, like all of you here, that we have a chance to actually hear from Praveen today. And we saw a really moving, like Phil said, snapshot of what's going on in India. But I kind of wanted to give a little background, or actually let Praveen give a little background history of how this kind of got going. It's now been close to 9-10 years. But there's some groundwork that started many, many years ago before Life Point, before Water of Life, before the Set Free Alliance, and that was the Siloam's Pastors League. And I wanted Praveen just to tell us a little bit of history about the Siloam's Pastors Association.
My grandfather is a snake charmer. He used to play with snakes and travel all the villages. His name is Nagaraju, which in our language, it's called a snake god. People worship him as snake god. And he used to hate people because he is so proud and ego, as he felt he's a god. So one day he was traveling to another village on a boat. He had fallen down and he's drowning. He called all the idolic gods, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Shiva, all the idolic gods, Hindu gods. And finally, he haven't got any answer from anyone. Then he thought of calling Jesus and said, if you can save me, I will be a witness for you. Suddenly a hand came and brought him out and made him to get on the seashore. Then he came to know about Christ. He started to read Bible from the pastor who had gifted to him. And he got all the answers and he started to love the people. And he had started to go to all the villages and share the word of God. And he's the one who had started Siloam Blind Center with blind children and also Siloam Pastors League. He's the one who had established 794 village churches in all over India. And after that, my dad had taken the role of Siloam Pastors League with 1,700 pastors. He's a pastor and also a teacher. And after completing my theology, I had taken part. And I am the third generation with 6,792 pastors under our care now, and including Sri Lanka and also in Nepal. I'm a pastor and a believer.
Wow, so absolutely. So over 6,000 pastors, and it's this network that's throughout India, Praveen being the third generation. And if you could kind of think of it, this is kind of the boots on the ground. These guys are reaching out and reaching into villages and touching peoples. So this is really the kind of the anchor. Now, as the Siloam Pastors League was going out and spreading the gospel, doing the Great Commission, they needed some help. And that's how Praveen reached out and began his relationship with Water of Life. Now, can you tell us how you met Rowan?
As I traveled in all the villages, I had seen the needs of water, and I had contacted Roland sir through Facebook. And not only him, I had contacted many other organizations, like 100 of them, asking them to support these villages with water, as these are untouchables and they doesn't have any water sources. Even they go out, if they go out and get the water from the other caste people, they'll tie them and beat them. So I contact them and I ask Roland sir to help, but I got only one reply from Roland sir by saying no.
Said no.
I again and again I asked him. After 6 months, God made his heart to change and he came.
Well, that's the worst. Well, you see, Praveen, through the Pastors Association, saw the need for water. And he reached out and, believe of all things, social network, Facebook, brought Praveen and Roland together. Now, I had an opportunity to travel to India with Roland, and I met Praveen and went there to look at the well drilling. And the principle of Water of Life is to initially go in and drill clean drinking wells into these villages that have never heard of Christ before, these untouchables that Praveen was talking about. But one of the things when I went there with Roland was I was surprised. We would go to the village where Praveen had just made arrangements to put in a new well. We would go up to the well. We would pump the water. Roland would taste the water, make sure it was fine, took the picture that we had to take. And then the next words out of Roland's mouth was, show me the new Christians. Show me the pastors. So you see, as Water of Life is truly taking care of the immediate earthly needs of these people who are desperately needing fresh water, Roland in Water of Life and Praveen realize that the true need for their everlasting eternity is Jesus Christ. So each well that's dug, Praveen's silent pastors plant themselves in that place. And from that, they try to develop what's called a Christ village. Now, Praveen, can you tell us a little bit about Christ villages?
Providing water is one of the biggest tool for spreading the gospel in the villages, because in the villages, the untouchables don't believe anyone. They never trust, because a lot of missionaries come, take photos and go back and raise funds, and they never come back. So it has been from years and years. So what we do is we go and we drill a well where the woman will come more and get the water, because water is the basic need for them, major need for them. And we appoint a pastor to share the gospel with the woman. Immediately, if a pastor go there and accept Jesus, no one will accept that. We make relationships, like going and sharing about love of Christ, that Jesus had sent us to drill a well. So we make a good relationship with every woman and also the people over there. And somehow a woman will feel to share about their problem in the family. So God opens a door for us to pray for them. And in that way, God will do a miracle to go to their house and pray for them. And through her, we will have a house-to-house evangelism. And we go to house-to-house evangelism. And I appoint a pastor and his wife to go and pray for them, because pastors cannot go alone. There should be a woman also along her husband. So we appoint them. Sometimes we appoint two pastors and two wives as their family. And that makes a good relationship with all of the village people first. Then we show Jesus film over there, because film also plays a major role, like making the people to come at one place. That helps to share the gospel to everyone. And in that way, later on when we meet all the needs, like praying for them and also visiting their houses and also sharing with them, then finally one day comes, we will kick all the idolic gods there and it will be Christ village. In a village, there will be around, as per census, they will be saying like 100 or 200, but as we work there, we know it will be like 1,400 to 1,500 people.
So thousands of people are being touched by first the Siloam Association identifying the village, then bringing in the water wells, and then building that relationship. And the relationship is so important, because just going there and talking about a God, which to them is just one of many gods, That's where the relationship and the trust has to be built. And as those relationships are built, just like here in the United States, you tend to learn more about other situations in those people's lives. And one of the things that came from the water wells of the relationship building through the Siloam Pastors League is the Rock Quarry children. So through the Siloam Pastors League, it was identified that there were children who were enslaved. Can you tell us just a little bit more about how that came about and a little bit about that?
As we had our pastors network was growing on, I got a call in the year 2007 from our pastor that there are slavery children in the mines. I said, what? I thought it is real or not. Then he called me there and I went there and I had seen the reality of how the children are going inside the mines, working, taking the stones upside and down, and the girls without proper, no clothes at all, proper clothes, and how the truck drivers are dragging them and raping them. And I asked God, what is this? Then I felt, I controlled myself and started to go inside, and I made relationship with the kids. I played with them, I spent time with them, I gave bun, water, which I had taken with me, and I had a good time with them, and I made friendships with supervisors and also the quarry owners. They felt happy that instead of wasting their money, I am providing food and clothes for these kids. So they felt happy for that. And later on, it was being developed. And one fine day, I got one of the political leaders was being saved. One politician woman, she helped us to rescue kids. And also a fine day, I was being nominated as Best Social Worker Award. And when I got that, I had spoken on televisions and everything where the doors were being opened. I made them enforce the law. So thousands of kids were being released. And in the same way, I had taken Roland sir there and I had shown the reality of what is going on. He came down, he distributed water packets. He cried there by seeing all the girls where they doesn't have proper clothes. And he came up and he said, what we have to do? Pray. And we prayed, God opened the doors to feed them. We rescued thousands of children with the help of Burkut Church, Set Free Alliance, and Water of Life. They helped us to get food for the kids, and it was a miracle.
How many children have you saved?
I had saved 14,000 children and reunited 8,000 children under our care. Right now, 6,000 children are with us. Recently, while I'm in USA, my pastors rescued 700 children and reunited 120 children back.
Now, those numbers are real. Those are, by my quick estimate, over 20,000 children have been saved or reunited back with their children, with their parents, excuse me. It's staggering. When I was there, it was just when the first children were released. This was before the Set Free Alliance, which kind of spawned out of the Brooklyn Church, was not known of the huge gravity of the situation. Brookwood came up and started providing for those first hundreds of children that were released. And many of these, there wasn't any facilities. Now there's a campus in India that many of the kids can go to. But at that time, the only places for these children were at the pastor's homes. So if you can imagine being a pastor with a wife and a child, and all of a sudden you get a phone call from Praveen, I need you to take 75 kids who you don't even know and keep them. Well, how long? We'll see. As long as God says. It's very, very challenging. So I hope, What I was hoping to do is to see this progression of how the Siloam Pastors Association, Water of Life, Brookwood Church, and Set Free Alliance, God has knitted these organizations together, and Life Point Church also, that we have decided that we wanted to directly support the Siloam Pastors, the boots on the ground. Each one of us can be part of the body. And that's just a beautiful vision of how God has orchestrated all of this. And And today, we wanted to make sure that we were able to not only pray for the children, pray for the pastors, but especially we wanted to pray for Praveen. Something that we need to understand is that when Praveen is there, he's the encourager. He's the motivator. He's the one that's going out and providing for these children. But he needs our prayer. He needs us to encourage him. He needs lifting up because ministry can be very, very tiring. So Praveen, I'd like to ask you, what specifically can this church body pray for you about?
Getting food for the kids. That is the major need now. Where we are providing only one meal a day right now for the kid. Again, newly kids are there, so when I go there, I have to provide them food, and also accommodation is being provided by the pastors. So I need God to open the doors to have food for these kids, at least two meals a day.
Currently, right now, there are how many children are in your care?
6,000 plus new kids, 700. 6,700 kids.
6,700 children. And normally it costs about $1 per day for one meal.
Yes.
So you can do the quick math how much it costs for two meals. And we will certainly pray for you. We'll pray for that specifically. And one thing I love about Praveen is I've never heard him ask for a prayer for anything of himself. It's always the kids or pastors or someone. So we will do that, and shortly we will be praying for him for that. Praveen, do you have anything that you would like to share with us, anything you'd like to say to us in the congregation?
Keep praying for the pastors, because we had a lot of persecution in the villages where I lost 121 pastors last year. The RSS groups, they had killed. And we want to, even though we face a lot of problems, we want to move ahead and working very hard in Jharkhand and Bihar areas where the Christianity is 0.01%. We need more wells to be drilled. We need a gospel on wheels van where Brookwood Church had given us, Fenton sir had helped us to get it. And the major need for the kids is food. And also, we need a lot of prayers so that the angels can protect us while we go into the tribal areas, where once we go there, we cannot say that we can be back, because they are very remote areas where no one goes there and spreads the gospel. There are still villages where the gospel was not being heard. If we go and ask who is Jesus, they will ask, does he provide food? So there are villages which are being not identified by anyone. No one needs them, but we need them to be touchables in Christ. We want to make them as touchables.
Amen. You know, we've heard that obviously there are a lot of challenges Praveen faces in his ministry day to day, week to week, and our prayers are foremost needed, but also our financial support. But it isn't all gloom and doom. There are some really, really wonderful things happening there, true miracles happening there. And I wanted to thank you, Praveen, for coming so far and talking to us. But I'd like to share, or actually we've got a short video, to share one of those wonderful praise reports. And it's just a wonderful way to see how God is using Praveen, his ministry, Water of Life, the Set Free Alliance, to change not only people's lives while they're alive, but to change people's lives for eternity so that they'll know Christ Jesus. And that's the Great Commission is the most important thing. So you could just roll that.
I was 8 years old when my parents sold me to a rock quarry to pay off a high interest debt. I cried like a baby looking at the ghastly place of the rock quarry where I was sexually harassed by supervisors. One evening, 13 guys took me to a corner at the quarry and raped me one after the other. After 3 hours of this, they threatened to kill me in some mock accident if I told anyone. One day, in 2012, Praveen came to the mine and saw me. He told me that Jesus would show us the way to solve our problems. He rescued me and took me to his home in Kakinada. I am so happy now. In less than 3 years, I learned enough to take a college entrance exam. This spring, I took a medical aptitude test and placed 5th out of 158,000 students. I would like to become a doctor and serve the poor, and also help Praveen to save many more children from slavery. This fall, I will start my second year of medical school in China. There's so much to learn, but I am doing very well in my classes. God has truly done a miracle in my life over the past 6 years. I went from living in a pit of hell in a quarry to an adventurous life. My dreams are becoming a reality thanks to God and Brother Praveen. I can't thank you all enough. I tell everyone I meet about my life and how Jesus rescued me and has this amazing plan for me. With God, all things are possible.
So today we've met a man, Praveen. We've heard some incredible stories, and it's obvious to see that Praveen has a true love for God, seeking out after God's will. We've heard some incredible stories of the work that's going on in India, the Children of the Rock Quarry, Water of Life, going in with the Christ Villages, and then even the Pastors Association. We've heard about the struggles that they have day to day. There, it's challenging to be on the mission field there, and Praveen is in it every single day. And it's also been made clear what Praveen's requests of us are. First and foremost, Praveen, I think, is prayer. He mentioned that many times, and that's something that LifePoint, and I hope all of y'all are committed to do. It's so important that we pray and be in constant prayer to lift up Praveen, pray for the children there, to pray for the pastors. It's a difficult situation. He also said that we needed financial support. Those kids have to eat one meal a day, a bowl of rice with some curry gravy. It's just not a lot. Now, granted, the Lord is blessed with the Set Free Alliance, with LifePoint, with Water of Life, that at least one meal can be provided for them, and also that they're free from the bondage and slavery. So that is a true, like that girl there, is a true blessing. But each and every one of us here need to really ask ourselves, what can we do to be effective? Now, I'm not going to be up here to try to shake you down for any kind of money or anything like that. That's not what this is about. We're here to encourage and lift up Praveen. But the reality of it is it does take giving and tithes. Now, we can certainly try to be effective, and how is the best way to be effective. But I guess we could go to India and learn Telugu. But I'm pretty sure Praveen is the only one here that knows Telugu pretty good. So we've got to see what we can do while we're here. And honestly, that's going to be with the resources that we've been blessed with. So I'm going to ask you all to pray about what you can do about that. How can you be effective and help that out? Actually, I wanted to rephrase that. Sometimes we pray so much, we pray ourselves to ineffectiveness. We constantly pray, and what should we do? Really, this is about, what do you want to do? We've all got free will. What is it that you really want to do? Do you want to help or not? When you do go pray, I'm going to ask you to pray just this simple prayer. I'm going to ask you to go to the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to ask you to ask Him one thing. What should I do? I'm going to be the pastor of Realville for just a second. Praveen has been here for now a couple of weeks. You saw him up on the video. He's shared his story with us. He's gone to many different venues. You may even follow him on Facebook. he kind of has a kind of a rock star appeal to him, huh? He's kind of a superstar. He's here in town. He's flying all over the place, meeting all sorts of people, shaking hands, taking pictures, autographs. But I want to give you a real snapshot to bring us into reality of what he's about to go into. In less than 36 hours, Praveen will be getting off a plane in India. He's going to walk off that plane out of the airport. The first thing that Praveen is going to feel is the humidity and heat of India. Next, his senses are going to be overwhelmed with a smell that's indescribable, and that's India. It's going to come on him like crazy. Then he's going to hear 1,000 car horns beeping, and he's going to look out and he's going to see this mass of people with rickshaws and cars and trucks and so many people it looks like an ant bed. And then he's going to get a phone call, and he's going to get another phone call, and he's going to get another phone call. It might be a pastor saying, "Praveen, I can't take any more kids." It may be the orphanage calling and saying, "Our water pump just went out. What can I do?" It may be just someone who needs ministering saying, "Praveen, I can't stay in my marriage anymore. Please help me." You see, Praveen is not a rock star. He's a man, just like you and I. He is a man on a mission. He's going to experience all the troubles that we experience here and some, taking care and having the burden of over 7,000 children to minister to feed. That's the reality. There's only one thing that Pastor Praveen is, and that is a follower of Christ. So we're going to come up, and we're going to pray for you, Praveen. And I'm going to ask all of us to pray, because this is the time that we need to lift him up. You guys have got a reality shot of what his life truly is. It isn't this. It's going back to India in less than 36 hours. It's what I just focused on you. So, Pastor Phil, if I can have you come up, and Praveen, if you don't mind coming up also.
In the Bible, Old and New Testament, we see laying on of hands. And it's used for multiple things throughout the Bible. One is for healing. One is for just imparting. It's just a symbol of blessing. One is for commissioning people to go. Jesus laid hands on people. For instance, when he called the little children to come to him, he put his hands on them and blessed them. It's also a commissioning, as I said, Acts chapter 6, when they first commissioned the deacons. It says Stephen and the others, they called them together, they laid hands on them and prayed for them. Acts 13, when they sent Barnabas and Saul out, they prayed for them and laid hands on them. So here's what I want to do. I don't know how this is going to work because we don't have a big area, but I want all of you to put your stuff down and get up and come. And just do the best you can just to come around here. And I know everybody can't reach, but just symbolically, if you would, just reach your hands out towards Praveen. And we all want to gather in and pray for our brother in Christ. We love this man. He is, as Ed put so well, he's facing things we know nothing about here in America. We hear things like this, and it hits us, but, you know, we're going to leave here in a little while, and we'll be thinking about them, but we just have no concept of what we've just heard. He lives in a country with 0.01% Christianity. Over 120 of his pastor friends have been put to death. And we complain about what? I was complaining last week about something that bothered me as a pastor. Shame on me. So I'm first in line to ask forgiveness. And Ed's right. People in America have treated Praveen like a rock star these past 2 weeks, and he is not. He's not. He's a man who faces all the challenges and weaknesses and frailties of a man. And my brother, we want to pray for you right now and lift you up in Christ. And we want to lay our hands on you and send you off and commission you to go back to this hard work and pray for God's blessings upon you. So all of you brothers and sisters in Christ, you pray with us now. Pray with me now as we pray for Praveen. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come humbly, and yet we come boldly into your throne as you've invited us to do. Thank you for this time with our friend and our brother in Christ. Lord, we are grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this work with him and with what you are doing over there. And we gather together now as your church, your body, and we ask as one voice that you would send Praveen back to his homeland with a greater boldness and a greater power and a greater anointing of your spirit than he has ever known before. Not because he's been here. America has nothing to give him that he didn't have before. You alone can provide what he needs. We have nothing to offer him. But I pray, Father, that when he gets on the plane tomorrow and heads back, I pray that you would fill him with a hope, a renewed hope, and a renewed vision, and a renewed boldness that comes only from you. And I pray, Father, that your mighty angels would surround him and his family and all of the pastors and workers. I pray, God, that it would be in such a way that it would be visible to everyone who comes in contact with all of them. God, I just pray for a special power upon this ministry, that you would move in India in a mighty way that they've never experienced before. I pray you would do a work there as you did in the early chapters of Acts, that all who come in contact with them would know that God is among them. God, we think of the darkness there that is taking place, of these thousands of children who are held in bondage through no fault of their own. I think even now of them, day after day, night after night, living in utter hopelessness. And so, God, I pray you would send Praveen and all of his helpers out and open doors for them, break down the bars of iron, break down gates that are holding them back, and unleash a mighty work in India like they have never known, God. Send your angels before them in ways that would set captives free. Provide resources for them that come straight from heaven, out of nowhere. I pray you would provide the money they need, the food they need, the housing they need. God, take whatever resources they have and multiply them as you did the loaves and the fishes. And do it right before their eyes. Prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemies, that their enemies would see what is going on and they would come to believe. God, I pray that you would fill Praveen and all the pastors and workers with an uncommon strength and a renewed hope like they have never known before. Lift them up and fill them with boldness and hope and courage for the days ahead. and help them to know that we here are continuing to lift them up in prayer. And God, we ask for many days and months and years ahead until you come of greater things happening, more lives being brought to the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ until you return in your glory. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people say, amen. And before we step aside, Praveen, I wonder if you would do us the honor of praying for us in Telugu.
ప్రేమగల తండ్రి దయగల ప్రభు, ఇంతవరకు క్షేమంగా కాపాడి ఉదయకాల సమయంలో మళ్ళీ ఒకసారి నిచ్చేసి స్తుతించడానికి భాగ్యం దయచేసి వందనాలు ఆయన. ప్రభు, ఇక్కడ ఉన్న పాస్టర్ గారిని దీవించండి, లీడర్స్ని దీవించండి ఆయన, వాళ్ళందరికీ కావాల్సిన ఆరోగ్యం శక్తి దయచేయండి. నాపై చేయేసి వేసిన ప్రతి ఒక్క బిడ్డను పేరు చెప్పని దీవించి ఆశ్వదించండి. వాళ్ళకి ఉన్న అనారోగ్యాలన్నింటినీ తీసివేయండి ఆయన. ప్రభు, ప్రతి విషయంలో మీరు తోడునడగండి. సమస్తము నీకు సాధ్యమో అసాధ్యమైన లేదు ప్రభు. అడుగుడి మీకు ఇవ్వండి, చలిచ్చిందేవా మీ అడిగే ప్రతి కొరకు తీర్చండి. ఆయన ఉన్న పిల్లలను కూడా దీవించి ఆశ్వదించండి. వాళ్ళు ఫుడ్ దొరకడానికి సహాయం చేయండి. పాస్టర్స్ కూడా దీవించి ఆశ్వదించండి ఆయన. వాళ్ళందరినీ క్షేమంగా మీరు యొక్క కాపుదలు దయచేయండి ఆయన. ప్రభు, కొండలు తట్టు నా కళ్ళు తెచ్చున్నాను. ఎక్కడి నుండి సహాయం వచ్చినా సెలవిచ్చిందేవా, నీ వల్లే మాకు సహాయం కలుగుతుంది ఆయన. ప్రభు, మేము ప్రార్థన చేయించుగా మాకు కావాల్సిన పూర్తి ఆరోగ్యం శక్తి దయచేయండి. ఉన్న ప్రతి ఒక్క బిడ్డను పేరు పెట్టి చెప్పి దీవించండి. ప్రతి ఒక్కరికి కావాల్సిన ఆరోగ్యం శక్తి దయచేయండి. అనేక మంది స్పందన దొరకడానికి సహాయం చేయండి. పిల్లలందరికీ మరి తీవే అందరికీ ఫుడ్ దొరకడానికి సహాయం చేయమని చిన్న ప్రార్థన నిసన్నిచ్చారని, ఇక్కడ ఉన్న ప్రతి ఒక్క బిడ్డను పేరు చెప్పి దీవించమని ప్రభు యేసుక్రీస్తు వేడుకున్నాం పర్వతానికి. ఆమేన్.
Praveen, you wait up here for just a moment. Everyone else, you may take your seat.
When I was in India, actually, I asked Praveen what if he could come to America. This was years ago now, and it was just a dream, far-fetched dream that he could come to America. I said, so if you come to America, what would you be most excited to see? And I was thinking, oh, New York City. Maybe going, to any place along those lines. And he said, Mickey Mouse. So I said, Mickey Mouse? He said, yes, I want to see Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. So when Praveen came here, he had an extremely busy schedule, and I think maybe a hurricane got in the way along those lines. And they tried to make that happen, to take a quick jaunt down to Orlando, but because of timing and all that sorts of stuff, there just wasn't enough time for him to do it. But we really, really felt that, you know, just a little small way that we could possibly make a little time for Praveen to see Mickey Mouse is with an official Mickey Mouse watch that we'd like to present to Praveen. So Praveen, on behalf of LifePoint, we wanted to give this to you. So each time that you see, and maybe you'll make time, maybe the next time you're here, we can get you down to Orlando.
Thank you.
All right, let's just...
You've been listening to a broadcast from LifePoint Church in Greenville, South Carolina. If this ministry has touched your life in some way, we would love to hear from you. Just visit our website at www.lifepointsc.org for more information. Or, if you prefer to reach us by letter, you can write to us at P.O. Box 27036, Greenville, South Carolina, 29616, USA. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to follow Him. Of my heart.